Meister Sheni, Perik Hei Mishnehei, Uvashvius Poideu Bishavyoi, with Netarivai, when it turns out that it's on Shemitah, so on Shemitah there's no inyan of watching it because it's Hefker and there's also no work on the Karka, so you can't really deduct anything, so you just paid it with its actual value without taking off anything. Vimhaya HaKol Mufkor, or, like the Mefarshim explain, if it's on the other years of the Shemitah cycle, but instead of being Shemitah, it's Hefker, Ein lo el schar lekita. The only thing that you can deduct from the value is schar lekita, is the schar to pluck off the fruits and fill them in a basket, I guess, or just to pluck it off. So when you try to figure out how many fruits is worth a sella, you'd end up with obviously a little bit more fruits because you deduct the schar lekita, so that would give you a little bit more. And the Rav explains what you would then have to do is you'd bring these fruits to Yerushalayim, or you'd be paid to them onto money, and also bring those to Yerushalayim. And you do not say that since you were zoicha to these fruits, because they were hefker, there's no din of netarivai that's noig by them. But if you notice that by shvius, we did not say that you're able to deduct the lakita part, the plucking of it. We only said this by when somebody's mafker it. And we're talking about, by the way, when somebody's mafker something that's already netarivai. But on Shemitah, the reason you don't deduct is because every person is malakit for themselves anyway on Shemitah, so you can't deduct that. Mishnah continues, if a person's paida his own netarivai, moisiv alav chamishiso. So you have to add a chaimish. This is like we said, like Beis Hillel, that learns out from Gzereshava, from Kodesh, from Meiser, from Meiser Sheni. Bein shehu shalo, uvein shenitin lo b'matana. Whether it was your own, or whether somebody gave it to you as a matana. So when did they give it to you as a matana? So the Rav said, when it was a smadar. When it first starts to bud, it did not get to a third of its size, because that's the size that one's chayiv in Maestris. Because if something already reached the size of a chayiv of Maestris, Beis Hillel already holds, we see from previous Mishnayos, that it's mamon gavoa, and you're not allowed to give it over as a matana. So obviously when the Mishnah tells us that you're moisif a chaymish here, and the case is that he gave it as a matana, the Rav says that it's obviously talking about a case where the matana was given before you had a chayiv of Maestris. Or a chiv of netarivai, because it didn't reach enough of a size to be considered a developed fruit to be chayiv.